Okay, so I'll just get right to it because we don't have a lot of time.
因为时间的关系，红款，快跳进去吧。
Okay, so boot camp.
在训练的时候
，God was teaching me humility.
神教导我谦卑。
A few days before, I suddenly got an email.
在去之前，我收到一个 email.
They were announcing that they had just put me as a singer on their worship team.
他把我放在那个敬拜团里面的歌唱，成为歌唱的。
They didn't ask me.
他们没有问我，就把我放在那里。要那个有点沟通问题。
And so at first I was like, I'm going to tell them that I can't do this.
我本来想告诉他们我没有办法去唱歌。
Because normally I'm a pianist first and I sing because I kind of have to.
我通常是弹奏钢琴的，然后我唱是因为我必须要唱。
But I felt like God was telling me, I know you would say no if they asked.
上帝好像告诉我，如果他们问你的话，你一定会说不。
And so I just put you there.
所以我就是把你放在那里，没有选择。
Okay, so that was me in boot camp.
所以我在训练的时候的状况。
I was the fifth singer.
我是第五个歌唱的。
Which means I sang for not that much time.
所以我只需要唱一点点而已。
Very different from what I'm used to.
跟我平常的服饰不太一样。
But God really taught me through that.
但神用这个来教我。
To forget everything else and the performance and everything.
神教我忘记一切，那些所有表演就是忘记一切。
And simply worship.
就单单的敬拜。
Forget about how I sound.
不要去管我的声音。
And don't worry whether people are looking at me or not.
不要管别人怎么看我。
Don't worry about whether I look good in front of people.
不要管我在人面前是看起来多么好。
And so God taught me humility.
神教了我谦卑。
Last night I had a really wonderful time with God.
所以我就有很跟神有很美好的时间。
So I began teaching in 台南。
所以我在台南开始教学。
And immediately forgot everything he taught me.
然后又忘记神教我的功课。
Week one, I had an awesome team.
第一个礼拜我有很棒的团队。
Everything went smoothly.
每一个都很棒。
Very smoothly.
非常的顺利。
Too smoothly.
太顺利了。
That I felt like I could just rely on myself.
所以我觉得我可以靠我自己。
I started getting prideful.
我变得骄傲了。
Because our team, everything went so well, just using our own efforts.
因为用我们的自己的力量，我们整个团队都做得很好。
We prayed.
我们也祷告。
But it was more because we thought we needed to. Like we thought it was an obligation.
我们觉得不是我们需要，是我们觉得我们必须要这样做。
We didn't really recognize that we needed God.
我们没有感受到我们需要神。
Okay. And so at the end of week one,
在第一个礼拜之后,
I was really, really empty inside.
我里面好空虚。
I felt really, really disappointed.
我很沮丧。
I realized I learned nothing about God.
我觉得我对神没有任何的认识。
I was not closer to God.
我觉得靠神没有很近。
I thought this was not worth it.
我觉得好像不值得来这里。
That was not why I came to Taiwan.
这不是我来台湾的原因。
And so I told God.
所以我跟神说。
God, my second week has to be different.
我第二个礼拜一定要不一样了。
I came here to know you more.
我来这里要更多的认识你。
I don't want week two to be like week one.
我不想我第二个礼拜跟第一个礼拜一样。
Oh, I forgot to say on week one.
在礼拜第一个礼拜还有要补充的。
Actually, thank God on Wednesday.
那个礼拜三晚上。
God began to show me that I was relying on myself.
神开启我，让我看见我依靠自己。
But at that point.
从那个时候。
But it was only like a last minute save.
那个好像只是最后一分钟那种感觉。
We barely passed.
好像我们好像仅仅的通过而已。
Okay, so week two, I knew I needed to learn to rely on God.
第二个礼拜我知道我一定要依靠神。
So I tried again to get up in the morning.
所以我早上好好的祷告。
I tried to.
哦，我试着祷告。
On week one, I tried to do it every morning.
第一个礼拜我都有在祷告。
I tried.
我也只试着而已。
But I kept going back to sleep.
但是我又回去睡觉。
Because I didn't realize I really needed it.
因为那时候我没有意识到我需要神。
Week two, it was really, really hard.
第二个礼拜很难啊。
This is my fourth year.
这是我第四年去台湾。
Teaching class is not hard for me.
教一个课不对我不难的。
So I would walk into class.
所以我会去到一个课程里。
And immediately start using my experience and my knowledge.
用我的知识，用我的经历来教。
It seems like I would immediately forget about God.
然后好像我马上就忘记神了。
I could not remember to put him first in my class.
好像我没有办法记得把上帝放在我的课程里。
Really, really frustrating.
非常的沮丧。
So I continuously ask God, help me in this. I can't do this by myself.
我一直跟神祷告，帮助我，不能靠自己。
So on Thursday,
到礼拜四的时候
，I finally began to see how much I needed God in the class.
我才开始意识到我多么需要神。
Like before, I knew it in my head, but I didn't see it in my class.
那时候我只是脑筋知道，我没有在课堂里面看到我需要。
I was in my middle school class.
我在我初中的这样一个课程里。
In the afternoon.
在礼拜那个礼拜那下午。
Yes, all morning they have 补习。
你啊，他们早上去了补习。
And so by the time they get to me,
到他们到我这里来的时候
they're very, very tired.
已经很疲倦了。
Very sleepy.
他们非常想睡觉。
I have students that.Will fall asleep sitting right in front of me.
我学生坐在前面会睡着的。
And so Thursday, I was sharing my testimony.
礼拜四我要分享我的见证。
And I could tell that some of them were falling asleep.
我看到有一些人要睡觉了。
I didn't know what to do.
我不知道怎么办。
So I just kept talking.
我就继续讲。
And I felt like no matter what I said, they would fall asleep.
我觉得不管我讲什么，他们都会睡觉。
But then I talked about how God's love.Met me that one night.
那我跟他们分享神怎么那天晚上遇他神的爱遇见我。
In the moment I said talked about God's love.
那时刻我说神的爱的时候。
The atmosphere changed.
所有的气氛就改变了。
The ones who were sleeping suddenly got up.
那个睡着的人就醒过来了。
The Holy Spirit was there.
圣灵就在那里。
I saw that what my words couldn't do, God could do.
我看到我话语做不到的，神可以做得到。
And I think on Friday I finally had a breakthrough.
那礼拜五的时候我终于有突破了。
That morning before my morning class,
那天早上的课程
之前 I was just playing the piano at the school and asking God what I should do.
我只是在那学校里弹钢琴，问神要做什么。
And I felt like God told me to teach my students to pray.
我那时候感觉神要我教学生怎么祷告。
At first, I was like, "No, I can't do that."
我那时候跟神说，神啊，这学校我怎么能做这种事情呢？
But I felt like He wanted me to teach them to pray.
但是神好像感动我要告诉他们怎么祷告。
And not waste my like last day of teaching.
不要浪费我最后一天教学的时间。
And so I taught them to pray.
所以我就告诉他们怎么祷告。
I got everyone around me.
我让每一个人靠近我。
And I told them.And I taught them how to just talk to God.
我告诉他们怎么跟神说话。
And for those short 5 minutes,
只有五分钟的时间。
They're elementary schoolers. They can't wait for very long.
你知道吗？小学生通常不能坐太久的。
Yeah, so I only did 5 minutes.
所以我只用五分钟。
But it was a really, really sweet time.
但是是一个很甜美的时间。
I could tell the Holy Spirit was there.
我感觉到圣灵在那里。
For those 5 minutes, everything was peace and calm.
那五分钟充满平安跟平静。
God really showed me that when I put down my own plans,
我感受到神教我把我的计划放下来的时候。
And then put His plans first.
把神的计划放前面的时
候。No matter how hard or weird or unconceivable they are,
不管那是多么困难或是不可能的事情。
It is still the best.
是最好的事情。
Far better than all my experience and all my plans could ever be.
超过我的经验跟我的计划能做成的。
I just have to humble myself and put Him first.
怎么样学会谦卑自己，把神放在前面？
And so that was my this year's experience.
这是我今年的经历。
Katie.